Lesson 38, Genesis chapters 44 through 46. Introduction. To prevent his brothers from returning to Canaan, Joseph accused Benjamin of being a thief. Judah offered himself as Joseph's servant in exchange for Benjamin's freedom. After hearing Judah express concern for their father Jacob, who would be devastated if Benjamin did not return home, Joseph revealed his identity to his brothers and forgave them for what they had done to him. Joseph and Pharaoh then sent the brothers back to Canaan to move their father Jacob and his household to Egypt. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 44. Joseph arranges to stop the return of his brethren to Canaan by accusing Benjamin of theft. Write the following questions on the board. What do I need to repent of? How do I repent? Ask students to silently ponder both questions. Invite them to look for insights into what we must do to repent of our sins as they study the actions of Joseph's brothers in Genesis 44. Remind students that in Genesis 42 and 43, they read about how Joseph's older brothers came to Egypt to buy grain during a famine, but did not recognize him. Joseph recognized them, and he questioned them about their family under the pretext of accusing them of being a group of spies. By imprisoning Simeon, Joseph forced his brothers into a situation where they would need to bring his younger brother Benjamin to Egypt. When the brothers returned for more grain, they brought Benjamin with them. Explain that as his brothers were preparing to return to Canaan the second time, Joseph devised a plan that would prevent them from leaving Egypt. Invite one or more students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 44, verses 1 through 14. Ask the class to follow along and visualize in their minds what was happening. According to verse 9, what did the brothers say they would accept as consequences if one of them was found with the silver cup? Invite another student to read Genesis 44, verses 16 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Judah said about their predicament. In verse 16, what do you think Judah meant when he said, quote, God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants, end quote. According to verse 17, what did Joseph propose doing with Benjamin? Summarize Genesis 44, verses 18 through 29, by explaining that Judah told Joseph how worried their father Jacob was about letting his youngest son Benjamin go to Egypt, for fear of losing him like he had lost another son, Joseph. Invite a student to read Genesis 44, verses 30 through 31 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Judah said would happen to Jacob if Benjamin did not return. Ask them to report what they find. Invite a student to read Genesis 44, verses 32 through 34 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Judah was willing to do for Benjamin. To help students understand these verses, you may need to explain that a surety is similar to a guarantee. What was Judah willing to do so that Benjamin could go free? How does Judah's behavior in these verses compare to how he and his brothers dealt with Joseph in Genesis 37? How does Judah's behavior in these verses show that his heart had changed? Help students recognize that Judah's willingness to acknowledge his iniquity in verse 16 and to be enslaved in place of his younger brother shows how dramatically he had changed. Explain that while we may not know how completely repentant Judah and his brothers were from this account, from Judah's example we can learn a valuable truth regarding repentance for our own sins. Write the following on the board. Sincere repentance includes blank. Invite students to complete the doctrinal statement using what they have learned from Judah's example. Although they may phrase it differently, students should identify a doctrine similar to the following. Sincere repentance includes acknowledging our wrongs, turning away from sinful actions, and having our heart changed through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Why do you think change is a part of repentance? Invite students to think of people they know who have been willing to make significant changes to their behaviors and attitudes in order to repent. Encourage students to think about any attitudes or behaviors that Heavenly Father would like them to change. Invite them to record in their personal journals how they will do this. Genesis 45, verses 1 through 15. Joseph makes himself known to his brothers. Fill a glass jar 3/4 full of rice or wheat. Place a ping-pong ball on the top, and then place the lid on the jar. Explain to students that the ping-pong ball represents them, and the rice or wheat represents trials and difficulties they face today in their homes, school, or community. Tip the jar upside down, so the ping-pong ball is now buried by the rice, and invite students to describe some of these trials or difficulties. After students respond, shake the jar up and down until the ping-pong ball rises to the top. Invite students to think of a principle that this illustration could teach about the life of Joseph, and that could help them know how to rise above their own trials and discouragements. Invite two students to take turns reading Genesis 45, verses 1 through 4 aloud. Invite half the class to follow along and consider what Joseph might have been thinking and feeling. Invite the other half to imagine what the brothers might have been thinking and feeling. After hearing Judah express his concern for his father and brother Benjamin, what do you think Joseph may have thought and felt as he decided to reveal his identity to his brothers? Verse 3 indicates that Joseph's brothers were troubled when Joseph told them who he was. What thoughts and feelings might Joseph's brothers have had when they learned that this Egyptian ruler was really their brother? Divide the class into groups of 3 or 4 students and invite each group to list the trials and difficulties Joseph had experienced throughout his life. After a few minutes, invite the groups to share their answers and write them on the board. Their answers might include the following: his brothers hated him, his brothers threw him into a pit and then sold him into slavery, he was separated from his parents, he was tempted to be immoral, he was falsely accused, he was kept in prison for years. Invite students to read Genesis 45, verses 5 through 11 silently, looking for Joseph's perspective about his trials. Ask students to report what they find. What did Joseph understand about his trials? Help students understand that Joseph recognized God's hand in his life. According to verse 8, who did Joseph say sent him to Egypt? What advice might Joseph give today to someone experiencing trials or difficulties in life? Students' answers may include something similar to the following principle. If we are faithful, God can direct our lives and help us make trials become blessings for ourselves and others. Invite students to share experiences in which God had directed the course of their lives, or the lives of people they know, and help them make trials or difficulties become blessings. Remind students not to share experiences that are too private or personal. What has helped you remain faithful to God during the trials you have experienced in your life? You may wish to share how you have seen this principle in your own life. Encourage students to look for God's hand in their lives and see how He can help us turn challenges to our benefit and the benefit of others. Remind students that Joseph's brothers were troubled at his presence when they discovered who he was. Why would the brothers have felt troubled? Invite a student to read Genesis 45, verses 14 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Joseph helped ease their concerns. Ask students to report what they find. How do you think Joseph and his brothers felt at this time? What can we learn from Joseph's response to his brothers and the joy he experienced as a result? Among other things, students may identify the following principle: forgiving those who have wronged us helps us experience healing and peace. Note: help students understand doctrines and principles. When students understand doctrines and principles, it means they comprehend these truths and the circumstances in which they might be applied in their lives. Understanding a doctrine or principle is a prerequisite to feeling its truth and importance and recognizing how it can be applied. Teachers can help students understand doctrines and principles by asking questions that lead students to analyze their meaning or liken them to modern situations. To help students better understand this truth, consider sharing the account of Christopher Williams. Explain that while Christopher was driving home one night, his car was struck by a drunk teenage driver, killing his pregnant wife and two of his children. President James E. Faust of the First Presidency referred to this experience in a general conference talk. Invite a student to read the following statement aloud. Ask the class to listen for why it is important to forgive those who have wronged us. Quote, when a car crashed into Bishop Christopher Williams' vehicle, he had a decision to make, and it was to unconditionally forgive the driver who had caused the accident so that the healing process could take place unhampered. End quote. Invite students to think about someone who may have hurt or wronged them. Ask them to consider what they can do to forgive, so that they and others can experience greater healing and joy. Genesis 45, verses 16 through 28. Joseph's brothers return to Canaan and tell Jacob that Joseph is alive. Summarize Genesis 45, verses 16 through 28 by explaining that when Pharaoh heard about Joseph's family, he sent Joseph's brothers back to Canaan with wagons loaded with food and gifts and invited Jacob's family to come to Egypt. When the brothers arrived home in Canaan, they told Jacob that Joseph was alive and in Egypt. At first, Jacob did not believe them, but when he saw the wagons, he said, quote, Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. End quote. From Genesis 45, verse 28. Genesis chapter 46. Jacob and his family go to Egypt, where Jacob is reunited with his son Joseph. Summarize Genesis 46, 1 through 28 by explaining that Jacob took all of his family and their possessions and traveled to Egypt. On the way, the Lord spoke to Jacob in a vision and told him not to fear settling his family in Egypt, because he would be with him and would make of him a great nation. Invite a student to read Genesis 46, verses 29 through 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and imagine the tender reunion between Joseph and his father Jacob. Both Jacob and Joseph had likely thought that they would never see each other again in this life. How might their reunion have strengthened their trust in God and His plan for their lives? Conclude by inviting one or two students to share what they learned today that was meaningful to them and why it was important to them. Supplemental teaching ideas. Genesis 45 verses 1 through 15. Video presentation, Forgiveness. My burden was made light. Instead of having a student read the statement by President Faust, you could show the video, Forgiveness, My Burden Was Made Light, in which Christopher Williams recounts his experience of forgiving the drunk driver who killed his pregnant wife and two of his children. Ask students to watch for the results of choosing to forgive. This video can be found on LDS.org.